This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونستنصره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إلها واحدا أحدا صمدا لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وأشهد أن نبينا وعظيمنا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد يقول جل جلاله في محكم كتابه إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين صدق الله العظيم. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran, indeed the first house of worship that was placed for people was the one in Bakka. This is the name of the small area of the Haram where you go and pray, and Mecca is the name of the city. Within it, you will find not only the blessing of God, but His guidance for all humanity. And within it, you will see clear signs. Amongst them are the footsteps of Ibrahim, and those who enter it will find safety and security. And you owe it to Allah, and human beings owe it to Allah to perform the pilgrimage of Hajj for those who are capable. And those who refuse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed is not in need of them. It's always interesting for me when I think about how today is Jumu'ah, and over the couple of or tens of millions of masajid around the world, every khatib gets on a minbar will recite either the verse I did or he'll start with Al-Hajj Ashhurum Ma'lumat. I can almost swear to you that outside of those two verses, no verses will be recited up here. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does for us. He unites us every once in a while. He brings us together all with the same. Within a specific season, he brings us all together, subhanahu wa ta'ala, makes us remember certain aspects of his faith, jalla jalaluhu. And today, when it comes to Hajj, there are many things to share with you. And what I actually want to talk about today is the fact that Hajj, in the way that we understand it, I mean the act of pilgrimage towards the Masjid al-Haram, that first house that was put for human beings, is something that not only did Ibrahim alayhi salam do, it's not something that only Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam did, but all prophets have done. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ أَلَّا تُشْرِكْ بِي شَيْئًا وَطَهِّرْ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْقَائِمِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا means when we showed Ibrahim the placement or the place for where the house is. You see, bawatna means that it was there before and we revealed to him where it was or where it is. And that is in keeping with the verse in Surah Ali Imran. The first house to be established was the one in Mecca. And bawatna li Ibrahim, meaning we revealed to Ibrahim where the house, where the placement of the house is, so that he may rebuild it again. So, إِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ. And he went and he re-established the foundations of the house. The house was already there before. And I'm going to quote you a few, give you a few quotes here. أبو المعالي الجويني رحمه الله ابن حجر الهيتمي في الفتاوى الفقهية, and these are two known scholars, قالوا ما من نبي إلا وقد حج البيت. There is no prophet of God except they have performed Hajj. Ibn Ishaq in his Maghazi in his Sira narrates to us from Urwa ibn Zubair where he says ما من نبي إلا وقد حج البيت وقد حجه نوح راكبا ولم يكن إلا ربوة حمراء. Meaning all prophets have performed pilgrimage towards this house, and Nuh did this on the back of a camel. And when he came, there was nothing of it left aside a small hill with red sand, meaning it had gone, it had disappeared. قَالُ وَحَجَّهُ كُلُّ نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا هُودٌ وَصَالِحٌ. And he goes out on this long explanation of how all prophets performed it except Hud and Salih. تَشَاغَلُوا بِأَمْرِ أَقْوَامِهِمْ. They got busy with the problems of their people and they died before they were able to perform this Hajj. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام في صحيح مسلم, Ibn Abbas tells us, فالحججنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. He formed the Hajj with the Prophet. فكنا إذا مررنا بواد قال. Every time we came by a valley or came by a hill, he would say, أتدرون ما هذا الوادي. Do you know the name of this valley or the name of this hill? And عليه الصلاة والسلام knew everything around that area. He knew it pathway, عليه الصلاة والسلام. Road, valley, hill by hill. He knew their names, عليه الصلاة والسلام. That's the type of person in terms of his knowledge of the area. He was born there. All his ancestors were born there. He knew that area. So every time they were going from Hajj, from Medina to Mecca, every time they came by a specific area, he would ask them, you know the name of this area? You know the name of this small valley? And the Sahaba was, no, we have no idea. قَالَ هَذَا وَأَدِي الْأَزْرَقِ. This is the blue valley. كَأَنِّي أَنظُرُ إِلَى مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ وَاضِعًا إِصْبَعَهُ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ لَهُ جُؤَارٌ مُلَبِّيًا لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. I can see Musa alayhi salam. He had long hair. He had his hand beside his ear as he performed talbiyah on his way to Hajj. فَمَرَرْنَا بِتَلَّةٍ. We came by a small hill. فَقَالَ تَدْرُونَ مَا هَذِهِ التَّلَّةِ. Do you know the name of this hill? No, we don't. قَالَ هَذِهِ تَلَّةُ لِفْتٍ أَوْ هِرْشَةٍ. He gave it a name, a certain name. فَقَالَ كَأَنِّي أَنظُرُ إِلَى يُونُسَ عَلَيْهِ حُلَّةٌ حَمْرَاءُ عَلَى نَاقَةٍ لَهُ مُلَبِّيًا لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى يَحُجُّ الْبَيْتِ. I can almost see Yunus alayhi salam sitting on the back of a camel. He was wearing a red burda and he was performing talbiyah as he went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yarwi Imam al-Tabarani, we said in Sahih, and Ibn Abbas, also Ibn Abbas telling, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salla fi masjid al-khayfi sab'oona nabiyya ka'anni anzuru ila Musa ya'ummu al-bayta ala ba'irin min ibili shanu'ah. Said within the Masjid of Khayf. The Masjid of Khayf is one of the masajid in Mina. If you go perform Hajj, inshallah, it's still there. You can go see Masjid al-Khayf. And it's in Mina. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said 70 prophets at least prayed in this masjid. And I can see Musa alayhi salam on a camel from a specific tribe. There's a specific tribe that have camels, they look a certain way. He was on one of those camels and he tied it up beside this masjid and he prayed here as he was performing his Hajj. يروي الإمام أحمد بسند حسن عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم لقد مر بالروحاء 70 نبيا كلهم يأمون البيت العتيق حجاجا. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام talked about a specific area just outside of Mecca. He said, upon this area, at least 70 prophets have came by historically. All of them performing talbiyah as they perform pilgrimage to the Bayt al-Atiq, to the Masjid al-Haram. All of the prophets performed it because it's the first house. Because it was the first house put there. All of them knew of it. Those who were able to perform Hajj to it did, and those who were not able did not. But that's what the story of this Hajj, of this pilgrimage, actually means. It's a reminder. It's a reminder of our unity. It's a reminder how we all return to that same place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within this season calls upon all of His servants, come to me. So we all come to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. To that first place, first point, to the beginning. This is where the first masjid was put. This is where your parents found themselves and figured out what their destiny was and turned it around for themselves. You go back to that point, that spot, every year, and you remind yourself of who you are and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has predestined you for. And the story that you're a part of as a human being. This is the, in my opinion, the main and central message of this beautiful uniting ritual, Al-Hajj, the pilgrimage. It's a part of our deen. قُلْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. And then again in Surah Al-Baqarah, قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. Twice say that we believe in Allah and we believe in that which was descended upon Ibrahim, upon us and upon Ibrahim and Ismail and his son Ishaq and Ya'qub and all the descendants of them. And was given to Musa and to Isa and to all the other prophets of God whom we don't know. We do not distinguish between any of them. We don't differentiate between any of his Rasul. All of them came from him. All of them were revealed to by him. All of them were taught the same thing. We do not distinguish between them. And we submit ourselves to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's your deen. That's what you believe in. If you don't believe in all those points, you can't be Muslim. If you don't accept all of these people, then you're not Muslim. All of them. And Hajj is where we're reminded of that. Because they all performed this pilgrimage. إخواني وأخواتي هذا الموسم موسم الحج موسم عظيم يتمنى فيه الإنسان لو أذن الله له أن يحج بيته العتيق هذا البيت الذي حجه الأنبياء جميعا من قبلنا فكان أول من بناه أبونا آدم عليه السلام وحجه نوح وحجه الأنبياء من بعده وأقام قواعده إبراهيم وابنه إسماعيل وأذنوا للناس حجا فيه فحجه الناس جميعا ولم يتخلف من بعد إبراهيم أحد منهم وحجه حبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في حجة الوداع آخر عمره وهذا الحج له مقاصد كثيرة وله عبر كثيرة وفيه دروس شتى لكن أهم ما فيه بالنسبة إلي هو هذا المعنى الذي يوحد الناس أننا جميعا من نسل آدم عليه السلام وأننا جميعا أتباع الأنبياء والرسل عليهم الصلاة والسلام هذا الحج يعيدنا إلى النقطة الأولى إلى ساعة الصفر إلى البداية إلى حيث التقى آدم وحواء بحواء إلى المكان الذي بنى فيه آدم أول بيت وضع للناس مباركا وهدى للعالمين يذكرنا الله سبحانه وتعالى أننا أمة واحدة أننا أمة واحدة هذا المعنى يا إخواني معنى لو تدبره الإنسان لأحدث في قلبه أمورا كثيرة كل الأنبياء ذهبوا إلى الله يلبون، ذهبوا إلى الله ملبين، عالمين أن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد جعل لهم هذا البيت، قد جعل بيوتا كثيرة، لكن جعل لهم هذا البيت، البيت الأول، البيت الذي يوحدهم جميعا ويربطهم جميعا. يروي ابن عساكر في تاريخه أن أبا نواس آخر عمره تاب فحج، فقال: إلهنا ما أعدلك، مليك كل من ملك، لبيك قد لبيت لك لبيك، إن الحمد لك والملك لا شريك لك، ما خاب عبد سألك أنت له حيث سلك، لولاك يا ربي هلك، لبيك إن الحمد لك والملك لا شريك لك، والليل لما انحلك، والسابحات في الفلك على مجاري المنسلك، كل نبي وملك وكل من أهل لك، سبح أو صلى فلك، لبيك إن الحمد لك والملك لا شريك لك، يا مخطئا ما أغفلك، عجل وبادر أملك، واختم بخير عملك، لبيك إن الحمد لك والملك لا شريك لك. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم، فاستغفروه يغفر لكم، يا فوز المستغفرين، استغفر الله. الحمد لله وحده، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على من لا نبي بعده، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اتبع نهجه ووفى عهده. So what's the point of me saying all of this? I narrated you all these ahadith that point out that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام explained to the Sahaba that all of the prophets before him performed this Hajj. That this is something that is not specific to Ibrahim or to Muhammad عليهم الصلاة والسلام أجمعين. But this is something that started with Adam عليه السلام, and every prophet who was capable performed this Hajj, and those who didn't knew about it. It is the first hut that was put on earth for people to worship in, and it's an aspect that unites us. What's the point of this? You are a follower of all the prophets. Remember that. You are not a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone. You're a follower of all the prophets, all of them, without the exception of not even one of them. You walk in the footsteps that they walked in. You follow them in what they taught and what they believed and who they were. The authenticity and the originality of what you belong to is something that should provide you with a lot of confidence and comfort. It's not supposed to provide you with vanity or pride, God forbid, or arrogance. It should provide you with confidence. What you see happening around you is the bid'ah. You are not bid'ah min al-nas. You didn't make things up. You didn't bring to the world a way of life that no one had seen before. That is weird. Oh, really? That is what you do? You don't eat this? You don't do that? The question is, oh, really? You do? You act like that? You eat that? You behave that way? You have these practices? Where do you get that from? None of the prophets of God ever did this. All of the messengers from Adam alayhi salam to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, not one of them did anything that you're talking of. You want me to feel weird? You want me to feel that I don't belong? I follow every prophet and you made all this up, and suddenly I have to feel like I don't fit in anymore. Are you kidding me? And if that's how they want you to feel, fine. But for you to feel it, or a lady wearing hijab to feel like she doesn't belong, what are you talking about? You are following the footsteps of every pious lady that's ever lived. You are following the footsteps of every pious lady that ever walked earth, from Adam to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all those who came after them. You feel out of place? You feel like you don't belong? It's weird that you put that on your head? No, it isn't. No, it is not. The opposite is the one that needs to be explained. You don't have to explain yourself. There's nothing for you to explain. You are following the messengers of God and what they taught. You have a lihya, you pray. That's something that needs to be... No, it doesn't. It does not. You don't commit fawahish. You have to explain that? Why you don't commit fawahish? Are you kidding me? We have to stand and explain why it is that we don't commit fawahish. My son has to walk around explaining why he does not have premarital sex, or why he does not do something. He has to do that? Really? That's the thing that's weird? That is the weird thing now. Not performing fahish and fornication is something that needs explanation. No, if that's how you live your life, explain to me how that works. You tell me, where you get that from? None of the prophets taught that. None of them lived like that. You have every reason to be confident in who you are and what you do, because all of the messengers of God lived like that, and you walk in their footsteps and perform Hajj one day in your life, and remember that you are just walking where they walked. You're performing the ritual that they performed. And you'll go back to the origin of this human race. And you stand there and you praise God. And you follow the teachings of Allah. All of them. All of them. Not just the Quran, all of them. We just don't have the rest of them authentically. That's all. We just don't have them. They got manipulated and changed. They're not the same thing anymore. So we don't know what is the word of God in these books and what isn't. The only book we can authenticate is that. So we follow it. But everything he ever taught, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is his shara, is his teaching, is his deen. We don't need, what else do you need? Nothing. You should need nothing else. That should be enough for you. It should be enough for our youth. It hurts me when I see them self-conscious, and insecure about their deen, as if they don't fit or don't belong. And I laugh on the inside because I'm like, what have we done? How could that be? How could you, the follower of all the prophets that ever lived, the person who holds on to the teachings of all of the messengers, feel like you don't belong on earth? Or that you're separated or you stand out? No, you don't. You don't. And that's what Hajj reminds you of. That's the point. You don't. Others do. And we're not interested as Muslims to make people feel that they don't belong. We never have been. We never did. But for us to feel like we don't fit anymore because of our values, because of the values that the prophets all taught, that is bizarre. That is just bizarre. It really is. I don't even know how we got here. We all kind of just were born into this and we're standing around wondering, what happened? How could this be? Imam Muslim narrates to us that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, and this is where I think this hadith becomes usable, or a hadith applicable, where he said, بَدَى الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبًا. Islam began and not a lot of people followed it. And at some point, it'll go back to that, where not a lot of people will follow it. So it's okay if you're a little bit out of place, it's okay. It's okay if you feel out of place, it's okay. It doesn't matter whether you fit into a lot of people or you feel that you're a smart part of a minority, it doesn't make a difference as long as you follow what is correct. And they asked him, what does that even mean? What does ghurabat mean? What does it mean to be out of place or to be? He said, الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ إِذَا فَسَدَ النَّاسِ. That when people lose their moral compass, when they lose their moral compass and they lose their ethicality, they continue to work towards reform. They continue to remind people of what matters, what is correct. They hold on to it and they continue to work towards achieving it again, regardless of what's going on. And that is what a Muslim is. And that's what we're supposed to do. Use this time within these blessed 10 days of the Hijjah to remind yourself of that, to remind yourself of who you belong to, and to build that confidence, that thiqah inside of you, of who you are and what you stand for and where your values stem from. And in whose footsteps you continue to walk and who it is that you follow. And that should grant you enough strength, should grant you enough grit to continue to hold on to this till the end. And that's what I think that was my message for today. I hope that was of benefit to you. There's inshallah a barbecue outside. Please take time. I know it's raining, but please enjoy it and encourage the young youth that are the youth that are kind of running this and helping. Please be mindful of the parking when you come in. Parts of this building, the parking places are specific for the pharmacy and the facility. We don't want to bother our neighbors. And we want to make sure when we're parking, if you're still parking on Gainsborough, don't park on Gainsborough. It's causing a lot of problems. Either park one of the markets in front of us or go down a little bit to where there's a parking lot. And if you need to walk a bit, that's okay. We don't want to cause problems for those who are around us, inshallah, when it comes to Jumu'ah. And today, inshallah, there'll be a number of the halaqat will continue tonight. Normally, we have Eid is going to be on Wednesday, inshallah ta'ala. It's going to be at the Western University Stadium. It'll be at 10 o'clock. The Kabirat will be 9:30. And we don't have Eid here. There's maybe two or three other Eid prayers within Masajid around the city. I would encourage everyone to go to the outdoor Eid. That is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that he taught. We go all together and we enjoy our Eid inshallah together. May Allah accept your good deeds and كل عام وانتم بخير. واعلموا ان الله امرنا بامر عظيم فقال ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم في العالمين انك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الاربعه الخلفاء السادة الحنفاء أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي. وارض اللهم عن زوجاته أمهات المؤمنين وعن آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن صحابته الغر المحجلين وعن التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم فرج هموم المهمومين ونفس كروب المكروبين وارفع الغم عن المغمومين وارفع الظلم عن المظلومين واحقن دماءنا ودماء المسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المرابطين في المسجد الأقصى ورده إلينا في العاجل القريب يا رب العالمين. وردنا إليك أجمعين شبابا وشيبا إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج وارزقنا أجمعين يا مولانا حج بيتك الحرام في العاجل القريب يا رب العالمين. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.